The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so here's the deal. It's that enrollment period. It will end December 7th. And yes, if you haven't checked the calendar, it is going by very quickly. So you do not want to put off any opportunity to get informed. Today is November the 9th. We're less than a month. So you're out there right now, Inflation Reduction Act, what you need to know, other things that are happening. We talk about the donut hole going away. You need to plug in now. You have questions about a particular drug, a healthcare situation you may be dealing with, wondering how it's going to look moving forward, if whether or not you should plug back in and check out your current benefits. If you're signing up for the first time, go time right now. Call us 866-391-1020. As he's been talking via social media, and I've been talking as well here and via social media, this show today dedicated to nothing but your phone calls. We're going to be doing a lot of this moving forward throughout the rest of the enrollment period. Lance talked about it last week. So if you have any question at all about your coverage, give us a call, 866-391-1020. You don't need to mention your carrier. You just need to mention what you're dealing with. We want to help you today because we understand a lot of heavy lifting out there, a lot of information to try to make sense of. So call us, 866-391-1020. And what we do better than anyone else, we have people always just a phone call away. Even on a Saturday, like today, right now until noon, you can talk to a real person by calling 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. This guy has been talking to me all week in one form or another, text messaging, letting me know what we're going to be doing because it's go time. And we're giving you this entire hour to ask our guy, Sean Horn from MediConnect, as we bring you the inside connection during the enrollment period. So again, our number, 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at 888-818-6334. One thing is for sure, there's a lot to negotiate, but you guys can handle it, but a lot of people have questions. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well and to the audience. And, you know, I want to make a quick introduction because there may be some new listeners or people who are entering the Medicare fracas for the first time. And, you know, if you're unaware of who MediConnect is, let's break it down level by level because we are very proudly unique in our structure and how we operate. So let's talk about that real quick so you have a little bit of sense of comfortability in working with us. And the first part where we are very different from the industry, if you will, is that our benefits executives, the people that help you and guide you, are fully salaried. So we have removed the commissions and the anxiety of being sold from our process. That's a big deal for a lot of people because a lot of times people don't want to take on their pressing needs of Medicare concerns and questions because they feel like they're going to get sold something. Well, that doesn't happen to MediConnect. We're here as an advocate to help you through the process and make your concerns and your transitions, if needed, seamless for you. And also, this is a pretty big deal as well where we have our internalized client experience division. Rob, have you ever had a situation where you had to call the insurance company for the same problem three different times, talk to three different people, and got three different answers if you could understand what they're saying to you, right? At MediConnect, we have internalized that whole process. We have a team inside of our office space who are here to help you address those concerns, talk to a human immediately like we always do at MediConnect. So you call our client experience division, you talk to a human. Only language barrier that may exist is a little bit of Pittsburghese. So, you know, you might get a little bit of an at or sa-sa, Danton, Chip-Tam. Kidding, of course. But logistically, we want to make sure that you get as clear of a pathway to a solution as possible, as quickly as possible at the same time. We also are fully and fiercely independent. We're very proud of that. We are beholden to no insurance company. We are here, again, as an advocate for the people who need our help and need our guidance because we understand how, you know, frustrating this can be, unfortunately. So we want to help guide you through that process. And then lastly, your favorite part, the fact that all of our work, never a fee, never a cost, no obligation, We're here to be of service to you to make sure that your Medicare is working as hard for you as you did to earn it. So that's really the basis of how MediConnect operates. If you haven't joined us before, or if it's been a while since you understood how we operate, again, this is what we do. And we're going to talk at length a lot about the issues surrounding this particular enrollment period. We already have unveiled a few of them, which are, you know, the donut hole going away and what kind of impact that's going to have. But I also want to spend a few moments talking about what's happening with Medicare Supplement. So we all probably are aware by now, if you've listened into the show long enough, where there are two different ways to be covered behind Medicare. There's Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement. Oftentimes, Medicare Supplement policies remain pretty stagnant. The benefits never change. The premium does, but the way your plan works does not. Well, we're seeing this year that there are some elevation in premiums that are happening that are unusual in a given year. So we're going to talk a lot about that. And now we're down to, as you kind of mentioned before, we're down to 19 business days. If you take away the weekends and you take away Thanksgiving, that's including Veterans Day on Monday. So 19 days, the election is now behind us. It is time for you to worry about your needs. 1 hour of your time to help determine if you're on the best pathway for your coverage and your plan. So again, we have the live team standing behind me at the headquarters at MediConnect now until noon. If you have a question for your particular situation you don't want to put on the airwaves, 888-818-6334. But if you would like to call in and get your question answered over our radio airwaves today, we would love to entertain it. Also, before we head to break, we are down to our last two seminars of 2024. And we have one that is dedicated to the people who are already on Medicare over the age of 65. And then we also have our new to Medicare audience as well. So on November 12th, by the way, both of these events are in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. So November 12th, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center. And this is for those folks who are going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months. So Bethel Park Community Center, November 12th, 6 o'clock start time. And then November 14th, if you're already on Medicare, we would love to entertain you at the Mount Lebanon Municipal Building. We're going to have our friend Tim Seckler from Seckler Law Firm explain all the changes that are going to be happening with the post-hospital care, specifically long-term care. So if you have questions related to either segment, we are going to be in the South Hills. We would love to entertain you. And then, of course, we got to get to our trivia question. So this was an interesting one, Rob. I'm pretty proud of this one. You're going to have to pull out the Google machines to get to this. So who developed the belt system, which was used as to offer alternative traffic patterns to avoid the congested...
Not to hold up my pants.
No, not to hold up your
not
pants.
Not that belt. Okay.
The travel system. You see them on the roadways all around Pittsburgh. Yeah.
The red belt, the orange belt.
Exactly. So who developed it? Again, you're going to have to go into the Google machine to find this one out because it's not a name that comes out of the top of the head, but you could not get a more American name. So first person to call in with that answer, $15 Get-Go gas card that we will get out to the mail on Monday.
All right, so here is the number to take a chance at that trivia question, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. But now, this is your chance. Ready, set, go. All of your Medicare questions. He's the expert. Just took a sip of water. He's hydrated. He's ready to go. So give us a call now. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. I've been to their corporate headquarters many times, just twice in the last month. I know what they do firsthand. I've seen the inner workings. It's incredible. It is seamless. If you can, as we go to break, tell them about MediConnect. Obviously, what they need to know, and remember, there is never, enrollment period or not, there is never a charge for their services. Sean.
Yeah, so our goal with MediConnect is to make Medicare simple. That's really the end game for what we strive to do on a daily basis. We want to make the information reachable. We want to make it easy to digest so that you can have a very confident decision in front of you where you get very competitive benefits, very comprehensive benefits, and at the lowest dollar amounts possible at the same time. So we're here as an advocate to work for your best interests. We work with every major insurance company in Western Pennsylvania. We're actually in 18 different states as well. largely up and down the Eastern Seaboard, so we can help out anybody who is in a state that touches Pennsylvania. We have your back there as well. We have a dedicated client experience division. We have an internalized call center as well. Again, all of our staff is full Pittsburgh, long life Pittsburgh employees. So you get clear answers to your concerns right away. So we would love to provide our services to you. Like Brian, our great leader, always says, first thing we do is determine if we can help you. Secondarily, you determine if you want our help. And a lot of times, especially this year, let me tell you, my friends, we're helping a lot of people inside of this annual enrollment period because of just how chaotic the prescription drug coverage is.
But there's some good news, too, a silver lining. And the only way you find out about those silver linings is to call us, 866-391-1020, or call them, set up an appointment, never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, here we go. Remember, if you have a question for Sean about Medicare, now's the time, 866-391-1020. You want to set up an appointment with them. You need information, 888-818-6334. First call is Susan wants to talk medication. She's on the inside connection with Sean Horn on KDKA. Hey, Susan.
Good morning. What is the cost of Evenity? How is that paid for if you have Medicare Original?
What was the name of the medication? I'm sorry?
Evenity. It's been on TV.
Okay. So I don't know that prescription offhand, but one thing that we use as a rule of thumb, when there's a medication that has a television commercial, it's usually a very expensive medication. Usually it's a tier 4 or tier 5 medicine. So what we would do, Susan, in your situation when you're looking at a prescription like that is we would align you with a plan that first and foremost covers it on their formulary. Because if it's covered on your formulary, it's going to fall into a situation where you're going to be probably spending less out of money, less out of pocket next year on that prescription, because you're going to fall in under that cap, the $2,000 cap that the donut hole is in place of, or is in place of the donut hole. So if this prescription is on a formulary, you will not spend more than $2,000 for it on the year. So that would be our first step that we look at. From there, we would plug in where you get the medication filled at, and then we would compare all of the different plan designs, because in Allegheny County, if that's where you reside, there are 67 Medicare Advantage plans. There's also a little more than 12 prescription standalone prescription drug plans. So depending upon the type of coverage you have now, whether it be an Advantage plan or a Medigap, that's going to have some say in it as well on how much you pay out of pocket. So for that particular medication, again, with it having a commercial, we already know it's going to be expensive. So our first goal for you is to find it on a formulary for an insurance company that's local here. So we can do that for you. We could do all the homework, plot it out for you so that we find it somewhere on a formulary so that and then we can also judge if the payment plan that's available for Medicare beneficiaries, see if that's something that makes sense for you or not. So while I don't have that and I can't plug in on my phone right now to Medicare.gov, I'm being blocked for some reason, so I apologize. But if you call into our team at the office, we can get you exactly where things would fall for you from a financial perspective on that particular medication.
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate the question, and I'm sorry to be vague with that, but I wish I could have got into Medicare.gov during the call, but we have the resources at the office to get you that information.
See, and by the way, any other questions, call us. We're welcoming anybody with anything that has to do with Medicare during the enrollment period. We have set aside the entire show. No guests, just you and Sean on the phone lines, 866-391-1020. Live advisor set up that appointment absolutely free, 888-818-6334. See, the thing of it is, what people don't realize, donut hole may be going away, but you know how quickly you reach that amount normally? I mean, now you're going to have some breathing room, because these are life-changing and life-saving medicine. So in the big picture, it's not really that bad of news. It's actually going to be good for people who are going to be getting to that $2,000 very quickly.
Well, to that point, Rob, you bring that up, and that is a very valid concern, and as well as a valid answer. So think about that. Once you hit the $2,000 cap, out-of-pocket spend on your prescriptions this year, As long as all your prescriptions are on a formulary and covered by your insurance company, you will have no more out-of-pocket spend for your prescriptions for the remainder of the year. So I'm seeing, and I'm not even doing this at a high level like my A team back at the office, but I'm seeing it where people are hitting the $2,000 cap in May or June. And then for the remainder of the year, we're seeing zero out-of-pocket expense for your prescriptions. So this is very well could be a good thing for a lot of people. But of course, we do want to make sure that, you know, your prescriptions, again, are falling on the formulary of your insurance company to make sure that you get coverage. Because if it's not, then you're responsible for that out-of-pocket cost for that medication. So we just got to make sure that we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's here. So again, want to go back to the trivia question. Who developed the belt system used as an alternative traffic pattern to avoid the congested Golden Triangle? This happened in the late 1940s, so a hint there for you. And again, you're probably going to have to go to Google. This person did not receive enough credit for developing the system and really the aim for what it attempted to do. And again, our last two seminar events of the year, if you're new to Medicare, November 12th, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center at 6 o'clock. Already on Medicare, November 14th, we're going to be at the Mount Lebanon Municipal Building. So please register yourself by going to MediConnectInsurance.com or calling into the office 888-818-6334. So last segment, Rob, I talked about how people who have Medicare supplements, they're also seeing changes looking ahead to 2025. And this is a big deal. Oftentimes, and to make everyone have a level set here on the way the coverage works, Medicare supplements, generally speaking, the benefits of the coverage never change. The premium will usually go up annually because as we get older, we become a little bit more expensive to insure. We're a little bit more at risk to need to use our healthcare at a high level. So as we age, a lot of times Medicare supplement policies do go up in premium. Well, what we're seeing this year, unfortunately, we're seeing a steeper increase. We're seeing elevation happening a little bit quicker than usual, largely because of what's happening in the high cost of healthcare and the way that there are people who are moving from Medicare Advantage to Medicare Supplement to alleviate their concerns with prior authorizations and things along those lines. So as a result, we're seeing higher premiums with Medicare Supplement now taking place. We actually are helping somebody in central Pennsylvania right now, which I know is not our local market. And thankfully, this is an extreme situation, but this poor lady got her letter of increase this past week. Her Medicare Supplement is going up $100 a month on top of what she was already paying, on top of Part B, on top of her prescription drug costs. Her premium for her plan is going up $100 a month in 1 year. Again, extreme situation, but we are seeing it locally where people, unfortunately, are spending a little bit more out of pocket for their Medigap policies. And just to bring this home a little bit quicker for you, because I do see that we have a call, bring this home a little bit quicker for you. With the Medigap supplement, you do have available to you what's called the trial right period. So let's say that your Medigap policy is becoming too expensive for you, or you're becoming insurance poor because of how pricey it has become. In that scenario, you can try out a Medicare Advantage plan for as much as a year. And if it's not working out for you, you can go back to your Medigap policy without any health questions asked of you. This is called the trial right period. It is not talked about very often, but it is available to you if you're on a Medigap plan. If you want help navigating what that might look like for you, once more, you're definitely going to want to call the office to see what that can look like. So 888-818-6334.
Let's talk to Dawn in Cheswick on the air for Sean Horn, MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Hey, Dawn, how can we help you? Good morning.
I was just talking to a gentleman there. I was my Eliquis. I was trying to see if I can get it cheaper. I'm paying like $300 for a 90-day supply because I'm in that donut hole. And I was wondering if that's coming down, you know, next year, but don't seem like it is.
Actually, Dawn, Eliquis is one of the prescriptions that Medicare went to the negotiating table last year to help bring down the cost of that, as well as 9 other medications that are expensive but also widely used. So Eliquis was negotiated last year. moving forward into 2025, we are seeing a lot of relief for people who are taking Eliquis from a financial perspective. So it is one of those medications that is absolutely going to be covered a little bit more comprehensively by the insurance companies. I would very much encourage you and others who are listening right now to take Eliquis to definitely call into the office, because there is substantial help available to you starting in January. Where that donut hole going away, it is actually going to benefit you tremendously, and your costs are going to be much lesser out of pocket moving forward. So you got good news available to you, which is, yes, your costs should come down. But to actually know what that's going to look like for you, again, call the office and we can lay that all out in front of you. So this is somebody, Rob, who's going to benefit greatly from the donut hole going away.
All right. Number there is 888-818-6334. Set up an appointment. Never a charge for their services. You can do that today. Our advisors are standing by until noon. If you have a question for him, the enrollment period, whatever it may be, drug costs, hospital stays, it doesn't matter. You can call us, 866 Vision, dental, all that stuff. 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Congratulations to Sammy from Oakmont. He is the winner of this Sandy, like I said, from Oakmont. It sounded like Sammy when he told me. It's Sandy from Oakmont, our winner in the giveaway this hour.
The $15 Gecko gas card is going to Sandy in Oakmont, because she correctly identified Joseph White as the developer behind our belt system. Again, the traffic pattern to keep us out of the congested Golden Triangle.
Orange, blue, green, and his name is White.
How funny is that, right?
I like it. You know what else debuted in 1957? Speaking of colors, the NBC Peacock.
Is that right?
Yep. Today, 1957, the year I was born.
Wow.
Speaking of colors and that brand. All right. All right. Here's Dawn in Kennedy. He's got a question for Sean Horn back on MediConnect, the inside connection. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Sean, I attended one of your seminars recently, and it was informative. And also, it was coupled with an investment firm that had been invited. And after listening to the information you offered, a form was filled out. We were asked to fill a form out. And I was contacted by the investment firm, but I was never contacted by MediConnect. And maybe misunderstood if I was to receive any phone call from them, or I should have tried and reached out to them. But
no.
I just wondering what I should do, because I am interested in getting some information.
That's a great. So can you tell me what location you came to?
I went to the Swickley Library.
Sure thing. Yep. Dawn, I will ensure that you were contacted on Monday without question. I apologize for that. You should have been communicated with way before today. I do apologize for that, but we will make contact with you on Monday to get things situated for you. Because I see you're in Kennedy. You're right up the street from our office space. So we would love for you to come in, or us to come to you and address whatever concerns you may have. So I assure you, you will be contacted.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Dawn. I'm going to put you on hold, and Alonzo, my producer, is going to get your home number, and we'll give that note to Sean, so it definitely will not slip through the cracks. We appreciate the call. So, Alonzo, if you can, get his home number and give it to Sean. All right, today, basically, we're going to be doing a lot of this stuff between now and December 7th. We're going to give you opportunities to get all of your questions answered. So you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. Anything that you have on your mind, give us a call. My question is this. Someone that, say, is 70, he's been on Medicare for 5 years, and they say, look, you know how, let me just keep what I have, no stone unturned, let it go, I'm good. Should they at least check this year more than ever, at least revisit? I mean, the appointment's not going to cost them anything.
That audience, that audience is the one who should be calling more than anybody. So I'll say that again, because I got a little choked up there for a second. That audience that you're speaking of the person who's had their plan for the last 4 or 5 years hasn't made any adjustments. Medicare is confusing. They just want to let it go year after year because of how inundating and overwhelming all of this can be. This is not the year to just think and put your head in the sand and believe that, you know what, we're good. There's no changes need to be made. I'm comfortable with my plan. At least get that comparison this year because of all the things that are happening. Look, the caller that called in last segment about the Eliquis.
Yes.
I looked it up. I finally got into Medicare.gov. I looked it up. There are plans in our market that your out-of-pocket cost for Eliquis for the entire year can be under $500. That gentleman was just talking about how he's paying over $300 a month currently for that one medication. So there are plans in our market where you can spend as little as, for the entire year, under $500 for that one blood thinner, Eliquis. And again, it's very widely prescribed in our market. So if that's you, if you fall into that category where you are wondering, hey, am I going to be able to save money on my prescriptions next year? Unequivocally, it is possible, yes. How you have to do a little bit of legwork and just make the call into the office. We do all the homework for you. You just provide us your list of medications, the doctors you like to utilize. From there, we go to work and put that puzzle together right in front of you so that you thrive and you benefit. There's another thing I want to bring up, and then I see another call coming in, but there's another thing I want to bring up for Medicare Advantage consumers in our market. And it's about 70% of our market are on Medicare Advantage plans. If you have dental, vision, and hearing coverage inside of your plan, use it by the end of 2024. Just trust me on this. Use it. We are seeing a lot of benefits be pulled back. They're not as robust in 2025. Mm-hmm. So if you have needs in dental, vision, hearing, you get an over-the-counter allowance. If you get flex card or copay assistance from your insurance company, use those benefits by the end of the year because next year, it might not look as robust as it currently does. So please take advantage.
All right, here we go. Right back to the phones. Busy hour. You have a question for Sean. Call us 866-391-1020. Joanne is on the air. Hey, Joanne, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question?
My question is if you have a Medicare supplement, for example, United Healthcare, and you want to make a change within United Healthcare, is there a checkup for that medical clearance, I guess?
Yes. Simply put, yes. And even when you're staying within the same company and you want to go from a plan F to a plan G or a plan G to a plan N, or you want to even extend your coverage, or you're from an N and you want to make it a G instead, whatever it might be. I don't want to lose the mm-hmm. audience here. Whatever adjustment you're making on a Medicare supplement, once you're initially enrolled, to make any adjustments from that point forward, you do have to go under medical underwriting. And it's simply a two-part process. It's a health questionnaire. So there's about 20 different health questions asked of you related to your current circumstances. And then after we submit the application, the carrier will do what's called a med check on you. So what they do is they look at the prescriptions you're taking to make sure that the way you answered related to the health questions you answered truthfully. So, for example, if you say, no, I'm not dealing with Alzheimer's or dementia, but they find on your prescription list you're taking medication for that, they may decline you or rate you. So, we can help you navigate that and you know, make that process a little bit simpler based off of your health concerns. And again, we keep it within those 20 health questions that are asked. We're not asking anything, you know, out of bounds from the questionnaire. We want to keep it very limited to that scope because we want to also, you know, as best as we can, we want to heighten your chances of being approved once you go through that questionnaire.
Okay, great. That answers my question. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joanne. Appreciate you listening in today. So, you know, again, this is a lot of moving parts this year. I liken it to the Steelers trying to find a second wide receiver from the, you know, the preseason, they were going to get Ayuk, and then this other one, and this other one, and then finally trade deadline comes, and we land on Mike Williams. Or trying to park on the North Shore, for example. You're looking at a parking spot. Is it legal? Do I risk it? Do I just pay, you know, $50 to park in this parking lot over here? Am I going to get towed? Like, all of these things, and I know this is a wild example or an analogy here, but prescription drug market for 2025 is very similar, where do I pay more to get more coverage? And if does that always mean that I'm going to be safe against, you know, these rising costs of prescription drugs? Or if I take a lower costing plan, am I still going to be covered? Like, all of these things matter this year, where, again, we want to make sure that you're not overpaying for any element of your healthcare coverage. I said it at the beginning, I'm going to say it to you again. We want your Medicare coverage to work as hard for you as you did to earn it. And that does not necessarily mean that you have to pay more to make that happen. We want to stretch every single dollar we can. And the reason why that's important, if you haven't been plugged into the news lately, unfortunately, we got the update for what Medicare is going to cost next year. And the average Medicare consumer, your premiums are going up about $10 for Medicare Part B. You're now going to be looking at about $185 a month. The Part B deductible is going up $17 on the year. So instead of it being $240 out of pocket, it's now $257. The cost of living increase for Social Security is only 2.5%. So that's about $50 increase average across the country. So we're looking at a large chunk of your Social Security increases going towards the cost of Medicare increasing. So you're not getting much of a COLA increase for Social Security. Part B benefits are going to be more expensive. A lot of health plans in our market are adjusting premiums and out-of-pocket costs. With you being on a fixed income, this is the time to make sure that you're not overspending on your health insurance. So really, we need to take all parts of this into consideration related to the way that your health plan works. So before we head to break, I also do want to make it, again, another announcement that we have our last two seminars for the year upcoming, both in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. So we are going to be on the 12th, November 12th. We're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center. And this is a seminar aimed to meet the needs of those who are new to Medicare. So if you're not on Medicare yet, you want a little bit of guidance and advice, November 12th, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center. If you're already on Medicare, November 14th, we're going to be at the Mount Lebanon Municipal Building, again, joined by our good friends from the Secular Law Firm to talk about the long-term care changes that are happening inside of Medicare as well. Anybody who was on Medicare already, please come and join us again, the Mount Lebanon Municipal Building, November 14th, 6 o'clock start time.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We got another call in the wings, and it's going to be a lot like this between now and December 7th. But that's why we're here every week. But we do it year round because we care. It is the Inside Connection, MediConnect. He's Sean Horn. I'm Rob Pratt. Don't forget, we've got our representative standing by until noon, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, lots of calls, so let's just not waste any time and say hi to Pat in Shaler. Pat, you're on KDK with Sean Horn. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
The reason I'm calling, and I'll make it real quick, I know lots of people were there. I am currently employed. I am 74 years old. I work for UPMC in Pittsburgh, and I have UPMC insurance. The only Medicare program that I have is the Medicare B, where you had to get that at 65. Is this anything that I need to worry about? I don't take any pills or anything, but things can always happen. You know, you can be in an accident. You can have a medical emergency, that type of thing. So is it something that I need to worry about?
So it's a tough question there, Pat. So with you being employed, you actually in active employment, you're covered by UPMC because that's your employer. You actually did not need to take Medicare Part B. So you having it, you're in a situation where you can at least compare your group benefits that you get through your employer, through UPMC. And if you have it available to you already, I would at least compare your benefits with the Medicare Advantage plans, even the ones that UPMC offers. A lot of times why I recommend something like that, Pat, is because your group coverage through your employer oftentimes will have things like deductibles. And the deductibles with group health are usually $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 out-of-pocket before your plan kicks in. And then a lot of times we're looking at like 80-20 coverage if you go to the doctor or you have a procedure or something like that.
Exactly.
A lot of Medicare Advantage plans do not have those segments built in. So there's not a deductible for most Medicare Advantage plans in our community. And if they are, We're talking less than $300 for the year oftentimes. And then once you pay through something like that, your fixed out-of-pocket costs, such as your doctors, your specialists, and so forth, are largely going to be more affordable than group health plans are. So with you just having both options available to you, Pat, what I would do is I would do the comparison even while you're working. That doesn't mean you have to retire. You have to get those. You don't have to do any of that. But you can benefit from Medicare since you already have Part B. I would definitely entertain how your group benefits stack up against Medicare.
Okay. Okay. Is this something that you guys could look at for me?
We would be happy to. Yep, we would be absolutely happy to. And it will only take, in your circumstance, with you not taking any medication, we could probably have that comparison done for you within 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay, I think I will go that route. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for listening in today. And again, folks, there's a lot of moving parts happening with Medicare moving forward into 2025. A lot of things that are happening we haven't seen before in the market. And like Rob talked about in the last segment, you know, for the consumer who's 70, 75 years old, you get comfortable, you don't like change. A lot of times the insurance companies become aware of the fact that the older population, they don't like change. And over time, what happens is you're going to see premiums increase a little bit, and then benefits slowly go away. And they use that to self-subsidize the lower costing Advantage plans specifically that are available, and even drug coverage plans as well. So in this circumstance, folks, because of all of the changes that are coming for 2025, I mean, I've been talking about this now, another area of Rob, where I'm just overwhelmed with how much Medicare dialogue I've been involved with since the beginning of September, you know, with teaching the PIT course that I've been doing over the last few weeks, right? We're getting into every nook and cranny and every corner of Medicare, discussing and bringing that down to a consumable level, so that people can be better customers of Medicare. Again, this is a plan that you have paid into all of your working life. You are doing yourself a disservice if you remain stagnant and don't do anything when it comes to a comparison on how your current plan looks, what it's going to look like for next year, and then are there plans that might be more suitable for my individual needs based off my prescriptions and the coverage that I need as we look forward to 2025.
All right, last couple of seminars coming up, and they're both in the South Hills. Tell everybody.
So November 12th, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center. Again, this is for folks who are going to be new to Medicare. So November 12th at the Bethel Park Community Center. If you're new to Medicare, we strongly encourage you to come and check it out. November 14th, we're going to be at the Mount Lebanon Municipal Building, so right up the street from Bethel Park. Mount Lebanon Municipal Building, November 14th, 6 o'clock start time. This is for anybody who is on Medicare already. We go over all the changes that are going to be happening live in person so that you are well equipped to handle any concerns that might be coming up.
All right, again, 866-391-1020. If you have a question you want to get in here under the wire before the top of the hour, we make way for the guys from True Value. Call us, 866-391-1020, and you can reach those advisors standing by until noon today. Set up an appointment, never a charge for the services of MediConnect. They're paid by the carriers. You don't pay a single cent. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And every time I say that, it's almost difficult for me to believe it, too. So explain why there is never any out-of-the-pocket money of the folks that call to set up an appointment anytime with MediConnect.
So it's kind of like whenever you get your homeowners and your car insurance or bundle package where you pick your policy, you just pay your premium. You don't pay a separate fee to your insurance agent to find that package for you. It's a very similar structure inside of the Medicare space. So in that circumstance, really, you know, the government Medicare is paying us via the insurance company when we help you align your coverage for the following year. So there's no fee to you for the expertise, nor is there ever a fee to call into our client experience division if you have concerns through the year related to the way that your health program is working for you. So again, we're everything we do, there's never a cost, never a fee. We just want to provide good information for you.
All right, so just tell everybody where we are in the timeline. December 7th is when it's all said and done, but what people need to be doing right now as we speak.
Right now, I would be getting your list of medications together. That's paramount. So every medication you're taking, even your over-the-counters, the vitamins you're taking and everything, get that all together right now. Because as we talked about a few segments ago, we only have 19 business days remaining between now and on December 7th. So get your list of prescriptions together. If you have them on MyChart or whatever app you use where all your scripts are, fantastic. If you don't, get your bottles all together, write down the list. From there, we also want to get an idea who you utilize as far as your doctor system. So your primary care, your specialist, anybody that you see to help your physical therapist. We all want to know where you receive your coverage or your health care from. At that point, we take into concern what you need your plan to do for you now and in the near future. So again, if you have dental concerns, vision concerns, if you have, need a hearing aid or something along those lines, we want to plot all of that out for you so that you can get the best coverage for the areas where you need a little bit of additional help. And then again, usually within 45 minutes to an hour, we can have that comparison done for you. You're welcome to come into our office, as Rob has been visiting a little bit more recently. So you could come into our office in the Kennedy Township location, which is between Crafton and Robinson. If that's not convenient for you, no worries. We have it, our benefits executives just spread out throughout Western Pennsylvania. So wherever you're listening from, we have an advisor that lives local to you, where we can make sure that we meet you at your home, or we can meet you at a mutual location like a library or a restaurant to go through all this information. We also have a certified internalized call center. Again, they're all from Pittsburgh. So no language barriers. You talk to a human immediately if you have those concerns. And they can handle any of your questions over the phone as they are certified and licensed to do from CMS. So we have a plethora of ways, big word there on the Scrabble board, I'm sure. So we have a plethora of ways where we can help you make sure that your plan is delivering for you, again, as you delivered to receive it. So 888-818-6334, or you can also engage with us on MediConnectInsurance.com. We have a chat feature where you talk to a live human right away. So if you want to go to our website and you start hitting into the chat box what your concerns are, you're going to talk to a person there as well. Or you can also go there to schedule your seat for an upcoming seminar as well.
All right, listen, always a pleasure. You guys do such great work, and I know you're all weary because you put in extra hours just to make sure that everybody gets extra treatment. And I can say this on behalf of my generation, we're grateful for what you do.
Well, we're grateful for your generation. You laid the way for us to have an opportunity like this to serve our community, and we're thankful to do it. And it's a true pleasure helping people find coverage that is more financially beneficial to stretch that fixed income as far as we possibly can. So we're happy to do it for you.
Well, listen, I never thought that I'd be doing a show someday and I'd be of age. But I got to tell you, God bless America. Medicare truly is a great gift along with Social Security. We're so blessed to have it.
We are. Absolutely.
All right. Listen, have a great day. And try to get a little downtime. You going to watch the Steelers Commanders tomorrow?
I am also going to watch Pitt play today. So
yeah.
We'll
see. Virginia basketball team won last night. You, of course, got those Penguins. They won last night.
The women's volleyball team at Pitt won yesterday as well.
Ever since you went there, you're like, and
I loved it. I'm going to go again. I loved it there. It was fantastic. Yeah. I encourage $10 tickets, everybody, to go watch the best volleyball team in the nation.
In the entire land. All right. Stay with us. News coming up next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.